Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice.
Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr, joined by Stefan Schmidt. It's Boat Smart, and we are going to cruise away into the Boat Smart world, Steph.
Yes, we are.
I always try to throw you off.
Yeah, that's okay. I like that.
Okay, good. Great. We're having fun.
I'm still waiting for a good one, so you just keep it up.
All right. Touche. Touche.
Oh, my gosh. You have had some good ones, I'll tell you that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Key Marine, your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook for any kind of specials they may be running. Their consignment sales are also listed on Facebook, so you can check them out on Facebook as well. I tell you, I am the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. The website, georgestonecollege.edu, georgestonecollege.edu. Check out that chat feature on that website. That's the best way to get a hold of myself or anybody in the financial aid area. Maybe you're looking for a scholarship. You need to talk to a counselor. Go to that chat feature on georgestonecollege.edu, and they are more than happy to help you. You can also call 850-941-6200. But the phones are the hardest way to get a hold of anybody there because they're so busy. They will return your call, but it may be the next day. That chat feature will get you right in there to somebody, and somebody will return a call or an email to you. So check out that chat feature, georgestonecollege.edu. We have open enrollment. We are enrolling still for classes right now, so it's a good time to register. We have counselors at the school right now registering people. So if you're interested in any classes at George Stone, I would recommend just go up there and talk to the counselors and let them get you squared away. We have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So I tell you what, I've not been in school for a while. I have been out of school.
Oh, and what do you mean? Taking a break?
Yeah, we took a little break.
Yeah, but it's coming soon.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to get back in school. I'm going to go over the schedule for people and let them know what we're looking like right now. I'm going to tell you right now, school starts back on the 3rd for teachers. So the teachers will be back in next Tuesday. We will be doing our in-service and getting ready for the new school year and just going over things. And they give us some time to get our classes and things squared away. And I'll look over my role and that kind of stuff and see how many new students I have coming in, those kind of things. But I did look this morning. I told my listeners I would look and give you a report what my role looks like. And it looks like right now, looks like I'm going to have another waiting list this year. So I highly recommend that you get signed up now. That way you will be on the waiting list. And you can possibly move over somebody if they can't answer the phone and they don't reply to the next person in line. So I highly recommend getting on that waiting list because they will call you, send you an email, reach out to you when the time comes for you to get in class. But right now it looks like I'm running 20 plus students in my class, which is a pretty good number for me. I like to have it around 17 to 18. The school likes to have me around 22. I like to find a happy medium. 20 works okay for me, but I've got a lot of new students starting and a lot of students that are having interest in coming to school. I've got several that I'm trying to set up some tours of my facility, the area, the shop, the classroom, that kind of thing, and people are interested in coming by and talking to me. So next week, once I get my schedule on Tuesday and see what kind of meetings I have, I'll start reaching out to people that want to come in and talk to me about getting into the class over at Georgetown. I'll tell you, it's a great time to be in the marine industry. It is so strong right now, and it continues to be strong. And the more the news continues to talk about the crazy stuff that they're talking about, the more people are interested in boating and getting out and getting away from people. You know, I kind of equate this to my weekend. Last weekend, I went to the Smoky Mountains, took my Harley up there, and spent 3 days in the Smoky Mountains, didn't turn a TV on, barely looked at my phone, and rode out in the mountains and just enjoyed my time. And it seems like the world around you just kind of dissolves and goes away, and you have this relaxed feeling. It's the same feeling, I believe, that people get when they're out on their boats. You know, they enjoy that time. They want to get out on their boat and just get away from all the nonsense that's going on. And that's why the marine industry is so strong. And I think it's going to continue to be that way for a long time, because people are starting to realize how much fun it is to be out on a boat and enjoy the weekends on a boat. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can also text your questions or comments. You may have a question or comment. You may want to do that as well. I can take a text also. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I tell you what, it's hot outside, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Is that what that is? Is that the
heat? It's cooking.
Mark just said that it's right now 102 degrees for the heat index, and it's just going to keep going up in the next 6 hours.
At 10 a.m. If you're listening, I'm curious, so maybe you can call or text. When it gets hot out, are you less likely, like in August, for instance? August typically is the hottest month of the year as far as the year goes, I guess. They call it the dog days of summer. All that stuff starts happening in August. And you know, it's kind of where the winds slow down a little bit and it starts getting hot. The heat indexes are getting up in there. And do you, as listeners, typically use your boat less in August when it's really hot like this? Or are you wanting to get out there and maybe get in the water and enjoy the water and that kind of thing? So if you know, let me know how you feel about the hot days and versus the warm days in Florida or wherever you're at. You know, do you use your boat this time of year? Do you get out there, or do you take a little bit of a break and wait for September to get here when things start to cool down a little bit and then go back out again on your boat? I'm curious about that. If you do use your boat or continue to use your boat this time of year when it gets really hot, I'd just like to know. So if you can, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So as we talk about the hot days, I thought about something that we should talk about, and that would be cooling systems and how cooling systems are the essential part of keeping a motor alive. In other words, keeping a motor running for long period of time. Good service of the cooling systems is so very important. I think a lot of times people may tend to neglect their cooling system. They may go longer than they should on replacing water pumps or things like that. They may ignore the anodes and things that are in the water jackets, or maybe the thermostats, those areas. So I think cooling systems is important to talk about, especially as our temperatures rise, not only in the air but in the water. The temperature's hotter in the water this time of year too, so you may see your engine temperature starting to creep up or something like that, and it's an indication that you may have a cooling system problem. So let me say this about cooling systems. When people talk about cooling systems, they think about engine cooling. Okay, what I teach my students really is not really engine cooling, but I teach them about temperature regulation, regulating the temperature in the engine. And that's what's really important. You want to keep the engine at a regulated temperature. Of course, you know, you want to cool them down if they get too hot, but you want to keep them at a regulated temperature. So I prefer to call it a coolant regulation system, I guess, if you will, to where the system has to come up to a certain temperature in order for the engine to act properly, not only at the idle, but all the way through its RPM range, those kind of things, but also for the longevity of the engine. So let me talk a little bit about, specifically let's talk about outboards first. We'll talk about the cooling system on an outboard. And I know that if you own an outboard, you understand the water pump, or you know about, or you should know about the water pump. That is a serviceable area on your engine. The water pump should be serviced, I would recommend, your very first 100 hours or at the first year that you own your boat. If you purchased a brand new boat, highly recommend it that first year you go ahead and service that water pump. At least take a look at it and see what kind of condition it's in. When a person does that, when a customer does that, or has the facility, a technician look at their water pump, it can gauge how often the person needs to replace the water pump. It also lets the person or the technician know what type of running habits the customer has with his engine. In other words, if they pull the water pump down and it's been a year or 100 hours or so, or and they pull the water pump down and they see a bunch of grooves cut in the impeller housing or the wear plates, and they start seeing that kind of thing, or maybe they see a bunch of sand piled up on top of the water pump area or something like that, that's an indication that customer has been plowing through some shallow areas and running through some sand. So that is a very important time frame that you should look at, and the technician can at that point determine, give you some advice, not to plow in the sand and that kind of thing, but also let you know that you probably need to, because of your habits, you need to service that water pump on a yearly basis or less. I got a text in here that says, concerning water pump, how much on average does it cost to have it replaced and or have it serviced? Okay, so that's a good question on a water pump. When I do a water pump service or a gear case service, I typically will recommend going ahead and doing the gear lube as well and getting that done. So there's no issues there. We pull the prop off and we look behind the prop to make sure there's no issues there with seals or string or anything like that. So let's just say a typical 150 Yamaha, whether it's a four stroke or two stroke, you're looking about a typical water pump, gear loop change, that kind of service, about an hour and a half labor on doing that. Water pump kits vary in pricing, but generally in the $50 to $55, $65 range for most basic kits, those kind of things. So you're looking at a ballpark figure, and this is just really generic, okay, just so this person knows, when you're looking at the average cost, somewhere in the $150 to $175 range, maybe just a little bit tad under $200, somewhere in that ballpark is what it should be or can be when you're servicing your water pump. So that's a great question. Check with the different dealerships if you're interested in getting your water pump done. Of course, if you have a Yamaha or Mercury or Merc Cruiser, highly recommend Key Marine. Those guys know what to look for when they're taking the and servicing your water pump. It's not just simply replacing the water pump and inspecting the water pump impeller and the plates and stuff. It's things that are underneath that water pump housing and plate that you have to look at also. So when you service the water pump, it's also very important to continue to look further down on the gear case to make sure that there's no seal damage or anything that's melted down at that point, those kind of things. So it can save you some money in the long run if you take it to a qualified place like Key Marine Center. They can definitely help you with that. So good question. I hope I answered that for you. Again, it just depends on the service. If it's an outboard, stern drives are different, way different a lot of times, especially if it's an inboard or stern drive where the pump is located on the engine. Very hard to get to sometimes, and the labor costs can go up on those depending on access to the pump as well. So appreciate that text. Again, if you have a question or comment, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. More than happy to take your calls or text on that subject or any other subject as well. So give us a call and or text, and I'm more than happy to take that for you. So the water pump itself, is we're looking for things when we take it apart. Several indicators of different situations when you look at a pump, if it's burnt up, in other words, if the blades are burnt, the bottom and the top of the pump is burnt, the housing could be melted, those kind of things may indicate that the customer ran it out of the water, those kind of situations, or possibly picked up a bag or something along the way and covered up the intakes on the lower unit. And then that's an indication that something is going on or wrong in that area. That what, and you had to figure out what caused it. Typically a burnt impeller and housing and something that's melted down can either be a couple things. It can be that the motor is running hotter than normal and the exhaust is coming down on top of that, you know, in that area, or there's a lack of water, which water lubricates those water pump systems. That could be the case. So that's another kind of scenario that we look at. And then another thing I look at is the impeller set. In other words, are the blades turned in tight where they're really not springing out against the water pump housing or the cup area, where it's actually creating a good seal where it's able to pull in water through the system. So several different things that the technician can look at see and give recommendations at that point. What causes a set, or where the impeller is just lost its elasticity. Did I say that right? Boy, oh boy. Can you say that for me, Jenna? if I even know what I said.
Is it elasticity or electricity? Which one? Are we trying to be elastic?
Elasticity, yeah, where it's able to push against the outside of that housing and keep that tight fit in there. That comes from the boat or a motor that's been sitting for a long period of time, because it sits in that and it forms itself to those areas in the housing where now the blades don't want to push out against the housing and pump water. So again, there's just ways that the technician can look at the water pump and determine what type of maintenance you may need, what type of repairs, those kind of things. Now, I want to give you a rule of thumb here, okay? And it doesn't matter if it's me or anybody else in the industry. Typically, if I get a water pump impeller in my hand, in other words, I'm inspecting and I take the housing off and I'm looking at it, a customer just wanted us to check his water pump, even if it looks brand spanking new, I'm replacing it, okay? Because once it's in my hand, there's no sense in not replacing it at that point, because I really don't know the age. I really don't know the service history, that kind of thing. I'm replacing at least the impeller. If that impeller is in my hand or I'm looking at it with my eyes, I'm replacing the impeller. So don't be surprised if you go in they tell you your impeller needs to be replaced. If you have an overheat problem or anything like that, they're going to want to replace that impeller. That's the very first step many places take. Just by watching the water flow from the engine doesn't necessarily indicate a good, strong water pump. It's kind of hard to tell sometimes if everything in that area is correct or working properly just by the water flow out of the engine. The second area of concern, and I see this a lot, is thermostats, okay? The thermostat is the component that regulates the temperature. We talked about regulation of temperature, okay? The thermostat is what opens and closes at a certain temperature to allow water to either be held into the engine block or to allow it to flow past the thermostat and out of the engine. In your car, you have a thermostat in your car, and the way a car works, it has an airflow through your radiator. The airflow through the radiator is what cools down your cooling water. As the air flows through the radiator, and the thermostat opens and closes, allowing that water to flow out of the engine and into the radiator and then back into the engine. On marine engines, what really typically is the radiator, if you will, is the water flowing through the engine. So in a car, the water doesn't leave the engine, it just stays in that system. But on a outboard system, it has to flow through the power head and back out the exhaust and head out the back into the into the river or lake or whatever you're in. And that's how that water, as it flows out, that's what regulates the temperature. You're allowing cooler water to enter the motor. Thermostat closes off until the water gets to a certain temperature, and then that water flows out when that thermostat opens. So a lot of people think of an engine overheat as a problem more than an engine not running of the proper temperature. In other words, a cool running engine. Back in the day when we've seen a lot of two strokes and things like that, it wasn't uncommon to see an engine come in without a thermostat in it because somebody along the way troubleshooting the cooling system determined that the motor is overheating, and their fix was to pull out the thermostat. And what that does, it allows the engine to flow water through the system, but it doesn't regulate the temperature. Okay. Many times on a two-stroke, a simple two-stroke carbureted motor, that's really not going to give you a problem as far as the way the engine runs too much. It's not really going to give you a problem with idle type situations or anything. The engine is just going to run way cooler than what it should, and the temperature is not regulated at the optimum temperature for the engine to last a long period of time. Now, what happens, your engine's running cooler, and you end up with some wear and tear on the block as far as piston skirts and wear and tear in the cylinders, those kind of things, because now the engine can't, the components can't expand inside that cylinder. And now we're starting this in long-term speaking period of time. It could be a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road. If you continue to run that motor like that, the motor will not last as long as it should because the engine is not being regulated at its optimum temperature. So, but nowadays, when you think about thermostats on the four-stroke engines or engines that are that have the ECM, the computer connected to the cooling temperature, if you will, as a way to regulate engine RPM and fuel flow and timing and those kind of things, the thermostat becomes way more important. Not that it's not important in two-strokes or anything, but the way the engine reacts. So if I take that same scenario, the two-stroke, and apply it to the four-stroke where I'm taking thermostats out, and I've seen this several times, the engine, when like on a four-stroke fuel-injected motor, the engine will not operate properly. It will do some crazy things. First thing it's probably going to do, it's going to up your RPM at idle. It's going to think that it's cool, and a typical engine four-stroke fuel injected motor is going to raise your RPMs a little bit, a couple of hundred RPMs, maybe just above that shift threshold that you where you don't want to shift the motor while it's up in this warming up stage. So it's going to do that. It's also going to advance the timing a little bit and add more fuel because the engine, the ECM, thinks that it's running cool. So what it's trying to do is it's trying to increase RPM, timing, those kind of things to get the engine temperature up to its normal operating temperature. And then those the timing and the fuel regulation, all that stuff will drop back down to a normal operating area. And then the boat owner can go ahead and put it in gear and run the boat. But the problem is when an open thermostat or a thermostat that's flowing like that, the engine will not operate properly. It's going to give you problems, and it's going to give you problems that you may not be aware of, and it may be too late. With the engine running in these type of a scenario for a long period of time, it's going to cause engine damage way quicker than a two-stroke will in that sense. So looks like we're getting down to the end of the show again. We always said I need, a 5-hour show, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So it pretty much comes down to that. Yep. You're right, Stephen.
Yep. I'm going to go ahead and continue this conversation next week, and people can think about their questions and stuff. But let me go ahead and thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They are located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury product. If you can't find motors, check with Key Marine because they got some stuff out there in stock where a lot of places don't. So check them out if you're having a hard time maybe finding motors elsewhere. But always check with Key Marine first because they tend to keep that stuff in stock even when others can't. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week to talk more about cooling systems.
Thank you, Stephan, so much. Always a pleasure. Always so much education. We're going to have more here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Let's see what's happening in the news. Mark, what you got going on?
Pensacola State College requiring masks again starting on Monday. The details after Fox News.